Chapter 1. Derek DiMarzio was going batshit crazy. Between days of forced inactivity, being cooped up in an old warehouse with a bunch of equally edgy meatheads, and the riskiness of the hack they were attempting, he was the personification of nervous, restless energy. Eyes glued to the computer screen, Mars paced back and forth behind the chair occupied by Charlie Merritt, who'd been quiet as a stone as he'd typed strings of complicated code into the keyboard. Charlie was the civilian son of Mars's deceased, and dirty, Army Special Forces team commander. More important for their purposes right now, he was also a computer genius and a hacker by trade. In his real life, Charlie used those hacking skills for good, testing out companies' computer security systems by trying to hack into them. Lucky for Mars, the guy was willing to go off-roading a bit, too. Their current target, Army Human Resources Command Records. Essentially, the database of all Army personnel records. Hopefully, their first and last stop for the information they needed on a SF veteran named Manny Garza, who Mars and his team had recently learned worked with the enemies connected to the conspiracy that had ruined their lives and reputations, and killed 7 of their teammates. Pausing behind Charlie's chair, Mars leaned in over his shoulder and willed this to work. He sighed. Charlie shoved long strands of dark blonde hair from in front of his eyes and peered over his shoulder, one eyebrow arched.
"Now I'm driving you batshit too, aren't I?"
Mars asked, backing off a good step. Throwing a small smile at him, Charlie shook his head.
"Don't worry. I got this."
Crossing his arms, Mars nodded.
"Of course you do."
Charlie had done something similar once before, when his crook of a father died and dropped a series of mysteries on his doorstep. If anyone could manage it, Charlie could. Problem was, when Mars wasn't the one perched at the keyboard, he was antsy as all hell. He wasn't used to being second string when it came to computers. Not that he resented Charlie for a minute, not when the guy represented a second pair of desperately needed hands on the mountain of computer research their investigation required. They'd been searching for Garza for days, but though they'd seen him with their own eyes, online, the guy was a ghost. Minutes passed. Mars stretched his neck and tried to shake some of the tension he'd been carrying about the clusterfuck of a situation he found himself in. Not just him. Him and the other 4 surviving members of his Army Special Forces unit. Nick Rixey, Beckett Murda, Shane McCallan, and Easy Cantrell. As well as a whole host of new friends and allies. Over a year ago, the 5 of them had barely made it out of a checkpoint ambush in Afghanistan alive, an ambush they quickly realized had occurred because their commander, Colonel Frank Merritt, was on the take. And that wasn't the worst of it. As if the critical injuries 3 of the 5 survivors had sustained weren't bad enough, they'd been blamed for the deaths of their teammates, discharged from the army, and sent packing back to the States without their friends, their careers, or their honor. Figuring out how and why the shit had landed on their team, and who was behind it, were the questions that had brought them all together again about 10 days ago. And Mars was ready for some damn answers. A thought came to mind, and Mars leaned in again.
"Hey, what if you..." "Mars, get over here and leave Charlie alone for 5 minutes,"
came a gruff voice from across the cavernous, unfinished space that was part gym, part mess hall, and part war room. In the far corner from the computer setup, Nick Rixey and Beckett Murda, 2 of Mars's other SF teammates, had been sparring for the past half hour. The pair circled one another, getting in hits wherever they could. Whereas Nick had speed and agility on his side, Beckett was like a Mack truck on legs, all stubborn, bullheaded strength. Clapping Charlie on the back, Mars said,
Shout as soon as you...
I will, the guy said without looking away from the screen. Scrubbing his hands over his face, Mars crossed the room. Nick's hair was so damp it almost appeared black, and as he turned his back toward Mars, a massive tattoo came into view of a fierce dragon curled around a long sword. Then it was gone again. The guy delivered a roundhouse kick that nearly caught Beckett in the chin. Beckett grinned and charged, his lethal intensity nearly a physical presence in the room. Apparently, Mars didn't have the market cornered on going stir crazy, if the energy these two were expending for the hell of it was any indication.